protect them. And they just eating that shit up. And then a lot of black women push that shit too, not even knowing the whole idea.
Yeah, the system is corrupted. It was, like they say, it was designed. It's a setup against us. It was never designed for us. And my whole take on it is, like, the rich is getting richer and the poor is going to get poorer. That's where the gentrification comes in.
That ain't where it comes in. That's where that shit, like, continues. That's where that shit comes to fruition. So what they did was, it's a game they played. They take all the niggas back out to where the suburbs are built.
Mm-hmm. And put them...
If there's no money in the suburbs, it's just zombie town, right?
Mm-hmm.
You fucked up. You out there in the wilderness with nothing, no resources. They going back in the city. They raising all the prices. If niggas are smart, if a lot of dope boys are smart, and they bought up the whole hood, should it be different, right? Mm-hmm. Now they don't got no leverage. They don't got shit. You know, somebody ain't put no money in the assets. So the crackers coming in, taking the, you know what I'm saying? Turning real estate upside down. Nobody can afford it. You know somebody?
But it's going to be a recession, though, soon.
Rich get rich.
It's about to be a recession.
Yeah, I think we're in a recession.
No. It's going to hit harder. Like it's going to hit harder, like, mid next year. Like, yeah, it is. I'm telling you.
Depending on crackers and start working for themselves. That's the main thing.
That's the main thing. But it's like the real smart niggas, they let the crackers pimp them. Like,
yeah.
The crackers only gonna use you. They only want you because they need you. They don't want to do the lab work.
That's another level right there, right?
So
why your man? You know what? You know, like, people don't love themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they quick to like this person. We gonna use the white person. You know what I'm saying? They done did everything to us, and they still using us as their footstool. But a lot of niggas feel as if to be successful, they have to fuck with a nigga that pimped them. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. They don't love themselves.
True indeed.
You feel me? So that's just the issue.
They still enslaved.
They still enslaved.
It's a matrix.
Yep.
It's a matrix. That's and most people can't find their way out, and they're stuck in that mentality. Like, they got a one track mind. Like, whatever they was told, they go for what they was told. They don't try to step outside the box and be like, I'm gonna go fucking left. Fuck that. Right ain't working out, I'm gonna go left. And then they stay complacent. Like, that's a problem with a lot of black kids. And then especially growing up, it's like, if you seen the badass little boys, he bad as fuck because he can't fucking read. So he don't got no other way to get attention. He can't raise his hand and be like, when a teacher calling him to read, so he gotta seek some type of attention. He bad as fuck, so everybody gonna know him not for being smart, but for being bad.
That's a major topic.
And then they pimp us again with the prison system. They got all these rich ass motherfuckers on it.
Prison pipeline.
Right. And if your kid can't read, they got a bed set up for him. They feel like he's gonna be a failure. If they're illiterate, they're bound to fail at life.
We can't even leave that subject. It's like an outlet line, right? You know what I'm talking about? Like, the kid, the black male being
present.
Like, misbehaving, right? Half of the time, they're not even misbehaving. Half the time, like, the cracker, it's going to be a white woman teacher. She don't know nothing about a nigga. Don't know how a nigga function. And can't handle a nigga. You know what I'm talking about?
Might just be a little excited ass.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, we talk about excited, right? Niggas a motherfucking youth. You got kids, they got this shit called direct, you know what I'm saying, direct instruction. Where they just sit your ass down. Yeah, what we all did, right? Yeah. What we all did. Who the fuck wants to sit down in the motherfucking whatever classroom for 8 hours out of the day? Who? Case in point. And then they grade us on that motherfucking scale. And then they quick to say the kid is bad, and then put a nigga on some drugs.
That's how they get them. They're killing us like that. Even with the regular drugs, they're killing us like that. Like, it's all, how do you know that the drug? Because I done had some perks before, and they done been some bad perks. But they was prescribed for me now. Like, this is real shit. But because it made me feel different from some other perks that I had. So I feel like this shit bad. It don't make me feel how I'm supposed to feel. You know what I'm saying? It ain't giving me the same effect that I had the last time I was on this particular medication.
Yeah.
So I just feel like with that, like, they be fucking us up. I just feel like they gotta kill the population some way, somehow. So it's like, they gotta be smart about it.
They I think they pimping us with college too, my nigga.
That's a given. That's a given.
Right.
No matter, you ain't guaranteed no job. You ain't guaranteed no job.
And guess what? On a lot of jobs, they don't even check to see if you really. You could falsify that shit. You could use your dog shit and change your name, and it's just like.
Whatever.
They're not going to call and verify it unless you're trying to be a lawyer or a doctor, some shit like that. Yeah. But just basic, nah, you could get away with it. You can get away with it. And even on that level, life is based on who you know. I don't care what nobody says.
Right.
Yeah,
life is based on who you know.
Who's special?
But shit. Life period, but it is. It's about who you know. That's why them crackers, they don't need no college.
Or, you see what they got caught up with.
Oh, yeah.
Ponzi scheme?
The fake college.
Yeah, the Ponzi. So but that's been happening.
Like, imagine that. Rich get richer. Yeah.
Niggas up here going out, man, killing
themselves. Taking SATs and killing your kid, treating him like a fucking prize horse, trying to make him get to the NFL or the NBA. Man, I better stop that shit. Turning your kid into a whore. Either or, if it's a male and you're trying to pimp him through the motherfucking NFL,
it's
all about numbers. If your kid could bring them more money to that school, from attention, from billboards, from whatever, from playing sports, they want that kid. It's about numbers, right? It's all about numbers. That's it.
They ain't gonna pay the kids.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
You're gonna get them a college education.
If they get that, they still gotta go to class for that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they still gotta work for it. They just not getting it because they play sports. It don't work like that no more. Now, back in the day, yeah, but now it don't work like that. They do.
Over here right now, because we let them slide on that shit. What happened if all the niggas say we're gonna play for this one nigga team?
Bruh, this is crazy, bruh. Nigga got on camera for the bitch to say no. God.
Oh, man.
Why is this on camera?
Because they didn't know it was going to turn out that way.
That's fucked up.
Oh, man.
Oh, he probably got caught cheating.
Look at you.
She got to see the ass walk away.
Oh, man.
He got to see the ass walk away.
Oh, man. And she walked
off. It might not be real.
She ain't ready for a hot girl, so to be over.
No.
Oh, shit.
What, they look like they was over here? They look like they was in some other country.
It looks like it was in Africa. That's over here?
They look African, but it looked like it's here in America.
That's the same shit I said. It could be some African shit. Let me see what the back. People in the back look like.
That's fake.
Can't really hear
that's fake. That's look at the cameraman. Fake. That's fake.
I know, it could be a show over there.
Nah, nigga embarrassed, dog. He had to turn his head like, fuck. This shit fucked up.
Damn. Well.
Caravan turned around, bitch. Yeah, sit in that jiggle with you, bro. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, man. You weren't hitting me right, homie.
I'm sorry.
That's how life go, man. That's how you win them.
Sometimes you lose them.
I'm trying to tell you, it's life. Fuck it.